think we left off Umin Hayadua. Shakomish Shakolek Tsasa Tsasa. Umin Hayadua Shakomish Shakolek Tsasa Tsasa Machsev Tsasa Tsasa Vadiva Vemaisa. Ein Maminim Betsitko. Ein Han of Foshals. Miss Yashra Salamita. Meaning people don't trust such a person, right? Ein ma'amin in betzidko, ve'ein ha'nefashos misyashvos al amito. So people don't trust his righteousness, and they're not at ease in relying on his truthfulness. What is that? What's the significance of that, the role of that? Because the verse is telling us that it's something intuitive, that the same way in terms of ben adam l'chaveru interaction, if there's a disparity between what the person does and says as opposed to what he feels, so you don't really trust the person, because I don't know, he smiles and he says hello, but Eksha, who you know that inwardly he doesn't like those people that he's, you know, he's just posturing with a smile, so it's intuitive that's again at best hollow and, you know, at worst hypocritical. So the same way it's intuitive to us and we don't accept a gesture, we don't trust a gesture if we detect that it's only something which is an outward gesture, that it's only something which is external. So based on that intuition, so then we understand very well that im yachol gluyeno al nistareinu, the kavanas levaveno al dibareinu, tznuas evareinu al matzpuneinu, that lo tia vodaseinu lelokeinu shlema. See, it's a little bit at first glance it's a little bit confusing, but just have to understand how the lashonos are being used here. You know, we think of loti avodosenu shleima. Okay, so it's not perfect, you know. You know, if the professor tells you didn't get 100, you know, you don't assume that means you got a 20. Okay, so maybe you got a 95, maybe you got an 85. But right, and the Chovos HaLevavos says no, that if you have this disparity between the everything that depends upon the Chovos HaLevavos and what's outwardly projected. So initially he just says, well, it's not Shleima, but then he turns around and says, you know, the Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't want, he's not interested in some kind of forged avoda. So Shleima here means, again, not Miloshen Shleima, so perfect, but complete. And what it means is that Hayos, that for something to be complete, means that there has to be consistency, there has to be congruence between what's internal and what's projected externally. So then it's a natural continuum, right? If you'll have this inconsistency, we won't be complete. Again, complete in the sense of consistent. So then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not interested in that. Again, it's when you when we're learning in translation, it's very hard to know when you can be medayik or when you can't be medayik. So I don't know if at lunch you bump into someone who's an expert on Judeo Arabic, you can show him the sign and run his by him and ask him what he thinks. If you don't, I guess you're just eating lunch in the wrong place. I don't know. But Avodah Mezuyafas, the at least from the translation, the Mashmas is, again, so it's a ziyuf, is something which is counterfeit, something which is mezuyaf. When you're talking mezuyaf about a star, so it means it's a forgery. So how do you when you make a forgery, what do? So you try to copy, to imitate the signature of the aid and make it look as truthful as possible. So if a person, so this is an incredible touch, an incredible framing of when we go through motions in Avodas Hashem without the right inner mindset, kavanas, attitude, etc. It's a ziyuf. On a certain level, it's a ziyuf. What the mitzvah is supposed to represent is being forged, because you have the externality of the mitzvah, but it doesn't express or represent that. It's an amazing. An amazing take on what happens when you have this inconsistency. Commotion Emma, the Uchal Oven Vatsor. How does someone have a Yeshayo? How does the Pasuk Lipsukim go right before that phrase? I think contextually the Chavos Halavos's proof text that maybe supports that understanding of Avodah Mezuyafas, meaning that what the Navi in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is indicting B'nai Yisrael for is for how they're doing mitzvahs, right? Also, Sifu Havi Min Chashav. We're bringing menachas, and maybe outwardly, maybe externally, the mincha seems to conform with Hilchos Menachos. We're bringing the Ketores. We're externally keeping Shabbos, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, "No, I can't abide it. I can't tolerate it." Again, all of these tukim again are all in that same vein. the Rambam has this yisod also. When the Rambam talks in Paragiyon Fachos Tshuva, they call Echad ve'Echad min b'nei ha'odam yesh l'zuchuyos v'avanos. Misha zuchuyos v'yiseros ha'avanos v'tzadik, misha avanos v'yiseros ha'zuchuyos v'rasha. Mechza l'mechza v'enemi. So more zuchuyos tzadik, more avanos v'rasha, mechza l'mechza v'enemi. Then the Rambam says, v'shikol zeh of avonos versus zechuyos, the Rambam writes in Gimel Beis, Eino lefi minyan has zechuyos v'ha avonos, elo lefi godlan. But it's not simply a function of number as well. He engaged in 10 zechuyos, he engaged in 9 avonos, or vice versa. So therefore, we know what the gzar din is. No, yesh zuchus shehi keneged kama avonos shenem aya nimtza bo dovo tov. On the other hand, yesh avon shehi keneged kama zuchuyos shenem vechote echad ya'abe tov harbe. So far it's the same yisod as the chovos al vavos. I think it's from the Hemshech in the Rambam. The Rambam continues, "Vein shoklan ela b'daito shel kel deos, v'hu ha'yodei heich orchen ha'zuchuyos keneged ha'avonos." And the Rambam says, consequently, because it's not just a function of, you know, counting, Kiyum mitzvah versus Averi Rachman Alitzlan versus Bittul mitzvah, but it's the magnitude of the respective Zuchuyos and Avonos. So consequently, we never know the Cheshbon, because Ein Shochlan Ela B'Daito Shel Kel Deos V'hu Ha'Yodei Heich Orchen HaZuchuyos Keneged HaAvonos. So on the one hand, he doesn't buttonhole, you know, that the variable is, as the Chovos HaLevavos says, Umitnei zeh tiyah mitzvah achas shkula kemitzvos rabos kifi haleva hakavona, v'aver achas shkula kaveros rabos. He doesn't buttonhole that one variable. But Me'idach Gisa, he does very conspicuously refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this context as Chaldeos. Which means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows the das of every person. But even that, so part of that certainly is what the Chovos HaLevavos is talking about, and he is, albeit not saying it as explicitly as Rachel Bitra Haktan as the Chovos HaLevavos, but that Chovos is Nichlal in Chaldeos, but I don't know, it's also Yitochin Mo, the Chaldeos is broader than that. Let's say two people do the same mitzvah with the same positive kavana, but for one, given his temperament or whatever, it was an easy lift. It wasn't so challenging. And the other one, given his temperament, it was very difficult. It was very challenging. So Mestam, it's not the same. Mestam, it's not the same schus. The same thing that I have here. So the Rambam's Keldeos Lachara certainly reflects and incorporates what the Chovos HaLevavos is saying, but Yitachin is that the Rambam is also very much, the Rambam is also saying that it's broader than that in terms of, what what determines in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's shikul, the magnitude of the zuchus or the oven. Efshar says Rosavala Shatiya Mahshava Bamitzvah Vahakosa Fla Asosa, the desire, La Asosa Miyira Salakim, the Imgan Ain the Efshar Rusa Vahotsil the Foal, Shokelas Mitzvah Rabbas Mizulasa. Kasha Oma Hashem the David Yana Shahayim Lavavka Livnas Bayas the Shmi, Hetivosiki Hayim Lavavacha. So if the desire to do a mitzvah, the machshava to do a mitzvah, is sort of just a necessary hechsher for the mitzvah to happen, so then it's, the Chavos HaVavos says, it's hard to understand that Ma'alah V'Kosav Kilo Asa'a. If it's at the essence of what a person is doing, when he's being Mekayim in the mitzvah, it's expressing his Yiras Hashem, his Kabbalah Sol Mitzvahs. And that's, again, it's not just something which is the background, the context, but it's essential to the mitzvah itself. So then you understand that on a certain level, he has been Mekayim the Mitzvah. On a certain level, he has been Mekayim the Mitzvah. That seems to be the train of thought here. The Kasha Amadati Amashi Hisir Alav Hasecho V'Hakosu V'Hakabola Mitzvahs al Avavos, Hachilosi Lahargilas Nafshi Bahem. V'amasti Aleha Maso Yidiyosam V'Asiyasam. V'yamos Ish al Chamoru. There it means to load the donkey, to place the load on the donkey. V'amasti Aleha, I imposed upon my nefesh the weight of knowing, identifying with Chovos HaLevavos and fulfilling them. V'chol Hashem Nigla Elay Mehem Inyan Gila Lias HaSomachlo. V'HaSomachlo Es HaSomachlo. This is true in other areas of Torah also, not only the Chovos HaLevavos. You know, the moshel is, if you're doing a puzzle, so if you figure out where one or two pieces go, so then based on that helps you figure out where another couple of pieces go, and you know, there's a positive momentum in being able to put the whole puzzle together. So the same thing happens when a person gains one insight into Torah. So with that insight, something else that had until this point been unclear, had been murky to him, now, in light of that insight, becomes clear, and that's how you have this ripple effect. You put one piece in the puzzle, so then you can now see where the next piece will go. The Chofetz Chaim's son, Reb Leib, his oldest son, writes, and he began but didn't complete a biography of his father. He didn't outlive his father by that much. His father, Chofetz Chaim, was lived to be a zaken muflag, and his son had a more conventional lifespan. So I think he only outlived his father by 5 years or something. And he hadn't begun it right away. Anyway, so we have an incomplete biography about from the Chofetz Chaim, son of Leib, about the Chofetz Chaim. So he says that when the Chofetz Chaim would see him writing down something, I don't know, this is what, you'll check, I think this is what it says there. It's a little hard to understand. When the Chofetz Chaim would see him writing something down, the Chofetz Chaim would tell him, unless you're planning on publishing it, it's a waste of time. And apparently Chofetz Chaim never forgot anything in his life and couldn't identify with those of us who are, on intimate terms with Shechacha. I don't know, if you're not going to publish it, Chofetz Chaim said, it's a waste of time writing that. And so Chofetz Chaim didn't agree with that. Chofetz Chaim was not. I began writing things down just for myself because I realized that I was gonna forget. The pashtus is, I don't know, most of us, in this respect as well as in virtually every other respect, we're not holding Baruch Chofetz Chaim from Madrega. You work something out in a sugya, even if it's not a chiddush, but you figured out the pshat in the sugya when you began working in the sugya, so there were so many things were difficult. Lam dafka that the understanding one arrives at, what one thinks is worthy of being labeled a chiddush, but about it, you write it out. To serve as a, that's where the Rambam makes in the Hakdama to Mishnah also. The used to write down chidushim that they shouldn't forget them. I don't know, unless you're making the kintel, Chofetz Chaim was talking about a certain, but it doesn't sound that way. Certain perfection and style. Well, it doesn't sound that way. The chen kol echad ve'echad kosev la'atzmo kifi kocho mibior ha'tova mehilchosei kamo sheshama u'midvarim shenizchad shebechol dor v'dor. והסכמתי לקוסם על ספר ושאחבים בחיבור שיהיה כל על שורשיהם בסובי פרקיהם והרבים מתולדוסיהם. The overarching principles and the implications, the corollaries. כדי שאבקש את נפשי תמיד לדייתם ואחייבן על הסוסם. Just like we have, from some gedolim that they find after the Ptura, that they had a list of Kabbalahs that they wrote down for themselves. That's the Sanhaga that Chofetz Chaim is talking about. I wrote down for myself. I decided that I have to write down for myself what I have clarified in terms of Chofetz Chaim and their applications, and that should be, and writing it down was a mechayev for me to implement them. V'achayven al asosim. It's that Hanhaga that we know from some of the Gedolei Hadoros. Ubameshi yeh mehem po'oli shaveh im diburi. Ode lokem ha'ozer osi olav, v'hamore li eshvilav. U'bameh she'yia mehem cholek olav, u'mekatsa mehegi olav, and then I'll be able to make a cheshbon ha'nefesh. So if I lived after the cholos halvavos, so I'll thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for enlightening me. I think that Sfasemis has, was it a pasuk in Tehillim, was it a pasuk? That L'cha Hashem Hatzdaka, Ata Tshalem Le'ish Kema'asehu. Ata Tshalem Le'ish Kema'asehu sounds more like din to us than it does to Tzdaka, right? L'cha Hashem Hatzdaka, no. Kadosh Baruch Hu, you're charitable, that you compensate, you reward people in conjunction with their actions. So the Sfasemis says pshat that in everything we do, and kiyum mitzvahs, you know, hakol b'yedei shamayim chutz m'yirat shamayim notwithstanding, the chutz m'yirat shamayim notwithstanding, in everything we do, so avada this tremendous yata d'shamayim. So really, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should, you know, then just prorate the schar, you know. X% of is responsible for X% of what you did. So then the Mela, you know, I'm gonna discount the schar that much. No, so L'cha Hashem Hatzdaka says the Sfasemis, Ata Tshalem Le'ish Kema'aseh. Now you reward as though there had been no siyata d'shmaya. So that's what the Chavos Avos says, that when I b'mesh sheyia mehem po'oli shavim divure, when I live up to the expectations, so what? Ode lakel ha'ozer osi olav, v'hamor li yeshvilav, u'b'mesh sheyia mehem cholik olav, v'mekatsa me'ilav, ashem esnafshi v'ochichana, v'eton olehu mimenu, ad sheyizbo ela avlo mitzitko, u'netosa me'yosho, V'avosa mitikuno v'kotza me'asa mitamuso. And I make a cheshbon ha'nefesh to see where I came up short. V'ra'isi l'sumo dover kayom u'matmon tzofun v'ner she'yo'ir le'odom v'yor le'hadarach she'yelchuva. V'kivisi she'tiyya to'eles zulosi bo yosa mito'alti V'horo az biladai mehashlom as chefzi. And then I realized that this can be helpful to others as well. And to that degree, so then it can be exponentially more helpful in terms of helping so many other people rather than just myself. Okay, we'll stop.